This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 107. And on this episode, we're talking about what to do when you're feeling uninspired to create content. So if you've ever felt burnt out, unsure, or just plain uninspired to create, this episode is for you. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm really excited for this week's podcast, as I normally am, because I want to talk about something a little bit different. Over the past few weeks, I've done some really tactical episodes about list building and running Facebook ads and building a membership site. And I wanted to take a step back and talk a little bit about content creation. Content creation is one of those things that is so vital to our business, but it takes a lot of mental energy and focus to make happen. And so when you're working on content creation, sometimes we get a little burnt out or tired or just plain uninspired. We're not quite sure what we want to do. We just know that we're not sure what to do next. And so I thought I would record an episode where I talk to you a little bit about what I do when I'm feeling uninspired or when I'm feeling like I don't really know what I want to talk about. You know, we're 107 episodes into the podcast, and I can honestly say that there are some weeks where it's not easy to know what to talk about. There are some weeks where it's super easy because I have content coming up or I have a launch coming up and I know what I want to plan. And sometimes I have a content calendar that I work from. But at the same token, there are weeks where I just feel uninspired. I don't know what I want to talk about, or I'm just kind of burnt out and I don't want to record a podcast episode. And to be completely honest, sharing that with you guys is a little bit terrifying. But I think it's important that I share that you guys know that not every week or every piece of content that I create is a walk in the park. Sometimes it takes a lot of effort and it takes a lot of energy. So I wanted to record this episode today because I was having one of those moments recently where I was like, what do I talk about? What do I do on the podcast? What do I say? And I thought, why not record a podcast where I talk about what my process is for when I'm feeling uninspired to create content? So that's exactly what we're going to do. Now, before I dive into this week's episode, I want to invite you to join me tomorrow. If you're listening to this on the Tuesday that it releases, tomorrow, August 1st, for a free list building class with the amazing people over at ConvertKit. Now, you can save your seat right now by heading over to heartsoulhustle.com/list building. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/list building, and you can save a seat for this class. Now, during this class, we're going to cover some real awesome stuff, including why an email list is critical to your business and how to build one right away, even if you're starting from zero. How to avoid the biggest mistakes people make when trying to build their email list so that you can build yours better and faster, and the top 10 ways to build an email list of 1,000 true fans that will love your work and be excited to buy your stuff. So if you want to save a seat for that class, head over to that link and you can reserve your space. So with that out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode, what to do when you're feeling uninspired. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do when you're not really sure what kind of content you can create. I want to talk about this quote to kick us off. You can't fill someone else's glass if yours is empty. And I'm sure you've heard that before. Sometimes when I'm feeling unsure or struggling with the content creation process, what I find is that I haven't really been consuming a lot of content lately. And I'm not saying that consuming other people's content gives you stuff to copy or rip off or that you need to consume someone else's content. But what I find is that when I'm consuming content, I'm often inspired by what someone else is saying, or I read something or see something that just makes that light bulb go off where I say, oh my gosh, it would be great to do an episode about this for my audience, or oh my gosh, I should really write a blog post about this. And one example that I can give you is I was reading a book by Mike Michalowicz, who I'm actually going to have on the podcast later this month, who wrote a really great book called Profit First and another great book called Clockwork. That's coming out on August 21st. And I was reading his book, Clockwork, and it reminded me of all the stuff I was doing in my business with the Profit First system. And it reminded me that for the longest time, I've been wanting to do an episode on the show where I talk more about money and I talk about how I manage money. And just as a side note, if that's something that you'd like to see, feel free to follow me on Instagram and let me know. Just drop me a DM that you'd like to hear more about money and how we manage money. But I just had this idea that I should talk more about it because I was reading that book from Mike. And the same thing can happen when you make sure that you're consuming content on a regular basis. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, that you're stealing someone's content or that you're reading something and then regurgitating. What I'm saying is that sometimes we get inspired by the stuff that we're consuming. So if you're like, I don't even know what to talk about, or I'm not sure what I should be sharing more of, consider, are you reading books? Are you consuming audiobooks? Because it's really easy to fall off the wagon, I've found, from consuming really great content. But by consuming really great content, you're inspired to create your own content. So a couple of things that I like to do are, number one, I love to listen to podcasts. And I've always got a few good podcasts, but a couple of my favorites that I've been listening to right now are the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast with Amy Porterfield and the Mind Your Business podcast by James Wedmore. Those are two podcasts that are tried and true that I can go back to again and again. And they always inspire me with fresh new ideas about, oh my gosh, maybe I need to do more of this in my business, or, you know, whatever it may be. But the cool thing about listening to podcasts is that it also inspires me to take action in my business. So I just recently listened to an episode of Online Marketing Made Easy, and it gave me some really great ideas about building up a pre-launch runway for my launch. And it was just something that I knew I needed to do. I've done it before, but by listening to this episode with Amy, I was inspired again with some of the content that I needed to create, not just for the podcast, but for my business as a whole. And the same thing will happen to you. Another thing that I love to do is listen to audiobooks from Audible. And Audible is a great place to get audiobooks to just listen to. And they don't even have to be business books. I'm not sitting here saying you need to listen to business podcasts and business books. I'm just saying the more you take in, the more chances you have for inspiration. You know, there's a really great book that I'll link up in the show notes called Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. And it just talks about following your creativity and kind of living beyond fear. But she has something, there's a quote in there that I want to read you. She says, "Do whatever brings you to life, then follow your own fascinations, obsessions, and compulsions. Trust them and create whatever causes a revolution in your heart." And I just think that that's such a powerful quote. This whole book is about creation and creativity. But I think that there's something so powerful about just realizing that you can lean into your creativity, and you can do that by filling yourself up with inspiration from many, many sources. And so it doesn't just have to be business podcasts or business audiobooks. I'm saying get more out there, read more, do more, enjoy life more, and that will leave you inspired to create more. So that's the first thing. Consume more content as a way to fill yourself up with inspiration. And again, I'm not saying that you need more courses. I'm not saying that you need to learn more. I'm saying get out there and give yourself the chance to be inspired. Now, the next point that I want to make is one that I resisted for a really long time. And that is, when you're feeling uninspired, give yourself the space and the time to feel uninspired. When I first started my business, I had this belief that if I ever stepped away, everything would fall apart. And when you're the solo entrepreneur and you're just getting started and everything is on your shoulders, it's really, really easy to feel that way. But the reality is, if you step away from your business for a few days, the world's not going to end, the walls aren't going to cave in. And sometimes we have to do that. We have to step away for a few days. Now, I've gotten slightly better at this, and I've realized that the world does not end simply because I take a couple days away from my business. Sometimes my customers don't even notice and my audience doesn't even notice. But giving yourself the time and the space to be uninspired is a really, really powerful thing. I don't talk about it on the show too much, but I struggle with anxiety and depression. And sometimes I just need a mental health day. I just need to step back and say, today is not a day that things are going to go great for me. And it's scary to share that with you guys because I think there's this perception in the online world that you're either go, 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 or your business is falling apart. And it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be in a constant state of panic or freak out in order to get amazing results in your business. You really, really don't. And sometimes it's important to just step back and give yourself the space to be not completely okay, to be not completely inspired. You know, that is acceptable and that is okay. And sometimes we need to just binge watch Netflix with some Ben and Jerry's ice cream and feel our feelings. And, you know, I wrote this one down and I thought, is this really an important one to share? Do I really go on my podcast and say, sometimes the answer is to do nothing? But I truly believe that it is. I truly believe that it's okay to feel uninspired, that it's okay to not want to do something some days, right? And the big thing here is, you know, word of caution, if it becomes an uninspired week or month or year, maybe there's something deeper going on. Maybe you need to go talk to someone or you need to reevaluate your business model as a whole. But if you're just feeling uninspired for a day or two, that's okay. It's okay to not always 24/7 be a content creation machine. And that's why things like content calendars and planning help us out, because when we're feeling uninspired, we still know what we need to do. So I just wanted to make sure that I included that in my podcast, that sometimes it's okay to just not fully be present and to need to take a little space for your business. And I wish someone had given me that permission when I first started. And now I'm more intentional about taking breaks from my business and taking vacations. I'll be taking a vacation in October where I'll basically be offline for a week, because I know that sometimes to create, we need to have this space to do nothing. Now, the next tip that I want to give you is something that I've talked about on my show more times than I can count, but it's still so valuable. And that is, if you're feeling uninspired in the way that you don't really know what to create for your audience, or you're not sure what to talk about or what to blog about, is you should send a survey out to your audience asking them a little bit more about what they're struggling with. Now, this is a strategy that comes from the book Ask by Ryan Levesque that we can also link up in the show notes. But sending out an email asking your audience what their biggest struggle is right now is a great way to figure out what kind of content you want. So we recently, and by recently, I mean a few months ago, sent out an email to my audience saying, what's the number one thing you're struggling with in your business? The more specific, the better. I'll use this information to create free resources for you. And we ended up getting over 100 responses from people. And we're able to use these responses to come up with really great ideas for what to talk about. So just to give you a few examples, one person said, getting clients in my coaching business. So I could do an entire podcast on how to get new coaching clients. One person said, Facebook ads, and I'm struggling because I'm doing everything myself because I don't have enough to pay someone else to do it. And we said, okay, we could do an episode on running your own Facebook ads before you can hire an agency. Another person said, how do I make my first 10K? And that actually inspired an episode that I did called How I'd Make 10K from Scratch. So asking your audience what it is that they're working on will give you that inspiration and those ideas that allow you to create really amazing content as well. You can also be really direct and say, what would you like me to make content on? We also did that. We said, any specific topics you'd like to see me cover on the podcast? And most people said, yeah, here's some ideas of what I think you could talk about on the show. So never neglect the power of actually asking your audience what it is that they want. Again, this is a strategy from Ryan Levesque that I think works exceptionally well because it forces, well, it doesn't force, but it gets your audience telling you where their big struggle is. And we've heard it before. We're not in the content creation or the product creation business, we're in the problem solving business. And so if your audience is able to tell you what their problems are, you're able to write content that solves those problems really, really effectively. So that one's pretty straightforward. Just simply sending out an email, surveying your audience, what they'd like to know more about. And more importantly, assemble that information somewhere that you can review it at any point in time. So we use Typeform, which is a survey software. You can use it for free. Another one is SurveyMonkey. But the key is that you want to use a survey software that will capture responses, make it really easy for your audience to give you responses, and then make it really easy for you to review those responses. So easy to capture, easy to use, and easy to review are super, super important. And like I said, we recommend SurveyMonkey and Typeform because it really ticks all those boxes. So just to recap, we've gone over a couple of things. We said, number one, you can listen to podcasts, audiobooks, read, get more content in that helps you feel inspired. And I recommended the book Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert. Number two, give yourself time. Be okay with having an off day, with being uninspired every once in a while. It just means that you need to give yourself more space to create. You know, my friend James Wedmore likes to say, the play is the work. And giving yourself time to play and relax and enjoy life is the work that helps you create more amazing content. And then number three, surveying your audience, asking them what it is that they're struggling with so that you can create really valuable content for them is another great way to come up with ideas when you're not feeling blah or down, but you're just feeling uninspired to create. Now, one more thing that you can do when you're feeling uninspired is to review your past content. Go back and see what you've already talked about. I find sometimes that simply reviewing what I've already discussed before really inspires me with some ideas on what I can create next. And it might sound silly and it might sound simple, but just going through what you've already created will remind you of what those core topics are. I was listening to Frank Kern the other day on Instagram stories, and he said, most of the really successful people online only talk about two or three core messages. They just repeat them over and over again in different ways. And that made so much sense to me when I heard it, because when you think about the really successful people that you know, they really only have two or three core messages that they're communicating, right? So when I go back through my old content, I'm able to identify some of the core things that I talk about. And for me, it's really list building, content creation, Facebook ads, and sometimes I kind of share like in the trenches what's working now. But even when I'm sharing in the trenches what's working now, it's often Facebook ads, list building, or sales. And those are kind of my three pillars. And so when I review past content, it just kind of refreshes my memory what I've already talked about in terms of past content, but also it just helps inspire me and give me new ideas about what I can talk about next, right? So consider going through your past content and seeing if that doesn't inspire you to kind of create something new. I find that sometimes it does and it works really, really well. The last thing that I want to mention is just a little aside note almost, which is that you can hang out in Facebook groups. And simply hanging out in Facebook groups will help you kind of feel revitalized and remind you about who your audience is, what they want to learn more of, and give you some of that inspiration that you might be looking for. You know, you can start conversations in Facebook groups, you can join conversations in Facebook groups, or you can just be a fly on the wall in Facebook groups. But sometimes when I'm feeling uninspired, I've got a couple of Facebook groups in my industry where I just go pay attention to what they're talking about. I listen to the problems and the concerns and the wins and the losses. And by doing that, I'm often inspired by what everybody's doing. And it just helps me come up with new ideas. It's kind of like a side note to that first point I made, which is if you can consume more or engage more with the world around you, you'll often find that you get more inspiration. So there you guys have it. Those are my five ways that you can kind of work on that inspiration when you're feeling uninspired, when you're feeling like, I don't know what to talk about, or I don't know what to do, or I'm just burnt out and I don't know what to do next. These are some ideas that will help you get yourself back in the game. Now, if you want a recap of anything that I talked about today, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/107. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/107. And I'll have the show notes waiting for you over there, including links to some of those things that I mentioned. Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, Ask by Ryan Levesque, Typeform, SurveyMonkey. We'll have everything that I mentioned listed in the show notes for you so that you can grab them. And I hope that this helps you get your inspiration back. And until next time, keep hustling. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.